If you're looking to buy a house right now, you likely will deal with some serious sticker shock. The price of housing has jumped up on about 20% nationwide over the last year. That's according to the Zillow Home Value Index. For more on this, we're joined by Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and host of Jill on Money. Hi there.
Hello.
So we have been talking about inflation in many areas. How does housing prices function within this larger picture of rising inflation?
Gosh, it's sort of a scarier picture in some respects because, you know, I know that gas and food and, of course, used cars, it gets a lot of attention because they're big numbers, right? Gas up by, you know, almost 50% from a year ago. But, you know, housing dominates such a big portion of our budgets every month. And I feel like people aren't really talking about this in a way that's understandable. So let's just go back quickly and remind you that, you know, we had a boom and bust in the real estate market. Prices bottomed out in 2012. At that time, obviously, not a lot of new building going on. The builders were very spooked. And institutional investors, big private equity firms, came in and gobbled up a lot of the distressed properties that were on the market. And that meant that we've been actually contending with a very low level of supply in the housing market for years. And it was getting a little bit better. But then during the pandemic, wow, the demand for housing exploded and it drove prices higher. And that meant that a lot of people were trying to figure out, how am I going to get in there as a first-time buyer? And it's become even more difficult.
So it has not been that long since we had the bursting of a housing market in 2008. Should we be worried that we're headed for another crash?
Well, I don't think that a crash is as likely, simply because the dynamics of how people are financing their deals is really changed. I mean, we've seen a ton of cash offers for housing really fuel the market. But also, we know that there are no longer these what we call heartbeat loans. Like if you have a heartbeat, you get a loan. So we haven't seen that kind of shenanigans take place in the mortgage market. But there is an area of the mortgage market that's very concerning, and that is that mortgage interest rates have jumped as all interest rates are rising. And we are now seeing 30-year fixed rate mortgages above 5%. It's the highest in over a decade. And that means that the cost for carrying a home is increasing, not just because of price, but also because of mortgage rates.
So how does this affect renters?
Well, this is why I'm very concerned about where we stand, because during the pandemic, renters did get some reprieve. A lot of people were getting stimulus checks, but also rents themselves either stayed still in some places, declined in some big cities. Well, now those landlords are making up for lost time and rents are jacked up. We see rents going up by 17% from a year ago. Probably, you know, that's because we were at a depressed level a year ago. But now the leverage has shifted to the landlords. And that means that people who are looking at whether they're going to renew their leases, I would get to that sooner rather than later and go approach your landlord, because landlords don't love it when the unit turns over. Stay there, yeah. Pay a little bit more, but boy, it's going to be a rough time for renters right now.
Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and host of Jill on Money. As always, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.